Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Armory 33 podcast. As always, host Gwen, joined by Paige and Tristan. So let's just say it was a vacation for us.
Yeah.
We haven't had one.
A hiatus is one of my favorite terms that podcasters use for times when nobody's schedules match up and then everybody just doesn't do anything for
adulting. The world. Fantastic. How you guys been? How's everything good?
Life enjoying
the sculpturing heat.
3 weeks. I know, right? It was, oh my God. Actually, it's funny. Our house is just so weirdly laid out. And Paige can attest to this as well. But so we have all sorts of weird shit with our house. And so one of it is, one of the things is we don't actually have a air duct into our bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah. Every other room in the house. Every other room in the house. Except for some reason our bedroom. I think it's because our bed, but regardless, we have something called a captive room. It sounds interesting, but realistically what it is it's a bedroom-sized room that you can only access through another bedroom. So we actually, yeah. So like we have a
walk-in closet would technically be considered a captive room because it could be repurposed into a bedroom.
That's true. In theory, yeah.
Paige said if I ever did anything to harm you, she would skin me alive and then feed me my own skin.
That's the basement.
That's why I figured that was the captive room. We're going to go down a dark turn already.
Oh, yeah. That's our room. Yeah, so we literally, the Friday that it kicked off, we have a modular couch that you can pull apart and rearrange it however you want.
Yeah.
Love sack brand. The love sectional is what it's actually called. But anyway.
It is. It's called a sack. Yeah, the love sectional.
The sectional. But yeah, turn that into a queen-size bed, and we slept downstairs for the entire week. I guess that's the nice part about not having kids. Everybody's camping out in the living room.
Yeah, that's the only way we survived.
I didn't tell you a couple weeks ago, I was off for a work-related injury. I hurt my knee at work. The same knee I had surgery on back in February. When you guys came to visit me during that, where was I sleeping?
On the couch. Yeah.
Guess where the other 3 nights I was off? On the couch. It was great. The AC was like right there. So I was perfect.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Decided they were going
to. I bought a mattress topper. I literally turned that thing into a bed. Like,
you can. That's the great thing about love sacks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would love to have
it. It's actually one of the jobs that I applied for. It was one of the few companies that actually sent me an actual rejection letter for an application. Everybody else just ghosts you now for some reason.
Yeah.
At least they had the decency to do it. I was like, you have no idea what you missed out on. I've literally been purchasing your products for almost 2 decades.
From this, and you just sent them a selfie of you on the left side of your computer.
Yeah. And sometimes a remote job. Sometimes you just roll with punches.
Yeah, so I was off with that. And then obviously having a 3-year-old. Did you see the monstrosity in the backyard? The giant playset that was delivered?
Nice.
Oh, and it doesn't look like a monstrosity, but I did see it.
Yeah, it was a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Very cool.
It's her Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Playhouse Pirate Ship Castle.
So how big is it? How big is it?
It's your standard treehouse
playset with a
treehouse with a slide.
Yeah, it's
swings,
got a treehouse vibe where it's like up high, but it's got the slide that comes down.
Posts that go out each direction, so there's a swing on each.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's
a
swing on each thing.
One of those reasons. That's one of my reasons for having kids. I want to buy
my sister-in-law bought it. I said fine. I just have to mow around it and weed whack it. Yes.
There you go.
The only time I gave myself a concussion doing that.
My cousins had one that was literally like 3 stories tall and had a trap door in it. It was the coolest thing ever. Oh yeah, I can't tell you how many times like us kids, there was 20 something of us like cousins. Jeez. And I can't tell you how many times you watched people either jump and let themselves fall 8 feet or you're trying to crawl down this rickety rope ladder.
That's fine when you're a kid, you can do that. We do that now.
I have yet to find that out. I still have this very reckless part of me that when it comes to anything like that, I will jump. I'm just waiting for the day that I jump off a tree or something. Every time I do it, I'm like, nope,
I jump down from the bed of my bed. Oh, that's gonna hurt in a while.
A couple years ago, we were at my sister's house, and they had an actual treehouse. It was actually funny. We were up in the treehouse drinking. Me and my brother, who's damn near 50, and his wife and stuff. And everybody was getting so calmly out of the tree. We're like I'm helping Paige down. And then it was my turn. I made it down on the three falls.
The kid wants me. She says, "Daddy, come up and go up the rock climbing wall to get into this treehouse." So I'm sitting up there, and I'm looking, and I can see out into the field. I'm like, I'm hunting for this shit this year. I'm gonna hunt for the backyard.
Hell yeah.
With the rifle. I'm like, doing it.
As long as you're not shooting towards the house, you're technically fine.
What are you doing? She just walked to the top of the set and looked down. Like, her head was like half, 90 degrees. I was like,
who's that guest star?
The other one's around. How have you been?
Doing the work. Doing the work.
Yep.
How's it going?
Good. It's normal. There's lunch breaks and people don't treat you poorly when you do something wrong by mistake.
Or do something right on purpose.
They don't turn around and yell at you for doing the exact thing they asked you to do. You don't have to keep a meticulous log of every single moment that you spend at work, because guess what? Nobody's going to come up to you and say, what have you been doing exactly for every moment that you've been here? It's like an alien environment for me.
Against the norm. It's a new norm?
It is what normal should have been.
That might be.
It's what normal is when there's an HR department.
Yeah. It's not the counties.
You mean?
Yeah.
There's I think two of them. I think two of them were counties.
I'm saying. Yeah.
It's good to have you guys back.
We're supposed to have another person here.
Tanner. Or Shane.
I'm starting to think just myth, the figments of our imaginations, like they're just mythical. They didn't actually exist. We all just sat down here and drank way too much and then just
hallucinated.
Yeah, obviously. That's what everybody tries to infer on true crime, right? The first question they ask is, was the person intoxicated? I'm sorry, I've never hallucinated while drunk. By the time you get that drunk, you're blacking out. So guess what? You know, you're hallucinating nothing.
Except, of course, if you're drinking a Delirium, that one Belgian beer brand has the pink elephant on. Supposedly, you start seeing pink.
I think you would, even by the time you got that drug, unless you were a seasoned alcoholic, I think that you would still.
I thought you were asking if you had a seasoned alcoholic.
That you would pass out beforehand.
Maybe you're dreaming about pink elephants. I don't know.
I remember the one time I was in the hospital and they gave me.
Is it just spots from rubbing your eyes too hard?
I think they gave me morphine or something. That was it was when I had my stomach problems. They gave me morphine. And there was yellow duckies going across the wall, but the border on the wall was actually yellow rubber ducks. It was playing Duck Hunter.
I was going to say, staring at a pattern until it starts to move is one thing, but insinuating that you've completely hallucinated something else.
Yeah.
I'll say to his point, the one time that I've ever actually felt like I hallucinated, it was the first time I actually ever was put on a painkiller. It was perfect. Yeah, I think it was Vicodin when I got my wisdom teeth yanked out. Shit's crushed out of my head.
2009.
Regardless.
2009.
I remember laying on a bed and staring at the ceiling, and there was a ceiling fan just slowly going. I remember I was put into a trance. This was the first time I hadn't been under anesthesia or anything like that. I was stone cold sober for the actual procedure, but then my dentist gave me just a ton of Vicodin. I took it as a teenager, first time ever, and just hit me a ton of bricks. I was just like, this is. I feel nothing.
That was today we are in our area, we have a preserve park down the road. Preserve. So we all went as a family, we took sandwiches and picnic there. We get there and our picnic table was meet to that door away, there's geese. And I'm just sitting there and I'm watching them. Not eating, not talking to anybody else. I was like, are you okay? I'm like, that goose over there is a dick. She's like, what? I was like, he walked over, he flared his wings up, and he tapped another one. I was like, I'm here for goose flirts. One just starts, I see one come running from the side. He must have did something. But he went, and just rolled. And all the other goose just, oh! It's just stood there and just sat there and watched. So I was like, I got tricked. Analyzed by a geese to me. Weird. The heat, it was hot. So you guys know the joke, why did the chicken cross the road?
Yeah.
What's the answer to that?
There's quite a few, but to get to the other side.
Okay, so when people say, see you on the other side, what does that mean?
Are you insinuating that the chicken's crossing the road to die?
I said that to a couple other people, they're like, that's not right. And I was like, think about it. No. What am I supposed to think about? I'll see you on the other side. They're like, you're not done all over.
And it's not bad. I feel like there's so many.
Definitely a mind.
There's so many simple concepts like that I feel have that
creepy connotation.
Like that darker meaning behind it. How many? Now, Paige knows a lot more about it than I do, but how many fairy tales just have the worst,
it's not good. Do you want to know how Rumpelstiltskin ends?
In likeness. Storytelling page. I'm here for this.
Rumpelstiltskin.
No, that's one of the fairy tales
He's a little magic piece of shit. His goal is a firstborn child. So, effectively, this little shit needs a firstborn, I don't know, witches, am I right? He goes up to this young girl and he says, hey, go tell the king You can spin this hay into gold, and you'll definitely be able to marry either the king or the princess. So she goes and tells him, the king's like, bullshit. Locks her in a room with a bunch of hay. Says, turn this to gold overnight. Rumpelstiltskin shows up. Says, absolutely, I got this. He does it. Turns the hay into either gold silk or just gold. Does this 3 nights in a row. On the third night, he says, okay, I'll do it, but there's a catch. You got to give me your firstborn child, or else I'm not doing this for you. And she said, well, I can't, you know, I don't want to do that. He says, okay, I'm making a deal. You can guess my name. I won't take your child. He says, I'll take your child. She says, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Because
she's not pregnant. She's not worried about it. She's literally the king's going to kill her for lying.
Yeah.
And you have to do it 3 times in a row. That's right. So, catching myself up here. The king comes in, sees the thread, is thrilled, either marries her son. She marries a dude with a crown. She gets pregnant. She has the baby. Rumpelstiltskin comes, and I guess because he's typically very small, that's why he didn't just take the baby. Or maybe there's just witch fey rules. I'm not sure. He comes to take this baby, and she says, no, you can't have him. You can't have my baby. And he says, okay, here's the deal. You got 3 nights. And they come back every night. You have to try to guess my name. You guess my name, I'm not going to take your baby. I don't know why this is the deal and why he didn't just steal the baby anyway. She tries her hardest to figure this out. Eventually, she is in the process of running away with the child when she comes across Rumpelstiltskin talking to himself. How smart he is. He's so smart. Rumpelstiltskin is the smartest. She's never going to guess a name like Rumpelstiltskin.
Celebrate to her.
She heard he came back. She tells him, I know your name, Rumpelstiltskin. Motherfucker gets so mad. He's laughing for a different reason. Rumpelstiltskin gets so mad that he stomps his foot so hard into the ground that he rips himself in fucking half. And that's the happy ending of that one.
Big Grip Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually pretty good.
It was synopsis.
Didn't they also, they did like a bunch of,
almost all of them.
Yeah.
Little Red Riding Hood
didn't
one.
The Beauty and the Beast one?
It's different, but it's not that different. For the Little Mermaid, instead of at the end, she sees how happy he is with the other person, and she decides to forego her existence in favor of Prince Eric finding somebody else that he can be with and that he loves, because he sees how happy that he is with her, and basically turns into sea foam at the end. That's the ending of Little Mermaid, is that Little Mermaid decides, you know what, he's better off without me, and just turns into sea foam. And I can't remember.
Wait,
if it's...
So don't take this the wrong way. At least she was not one of those crazy women who, like, no, he needs to be with me. She goes, oh, you know what? He's happy. I'm happy that he's happy.
She's not happy.
You know what I mean, though? Like, she didn't try and murder somebody else.
Yeah.
I go in these wormholes at night, so I'm trying to go to sleep. So I'm going to read really messed up things. Oh.
I was going to say, in case you were wondering, I was just confirming it was Snow White, not Cinderella. Cinderella's horrible. Because the stepsisters, in order to try to fit their feet into the glass slipper, maim themselves. There's a movie out now, so this is going to be more popularly known, but the stepsisters are not actually ugly, they're just ugly on the inside, and they literally chop off their toes and their heels and try to force them into the glass slipper. So that's the horrible part of that one. And Snow White makes her stepmother dance in red hot iron shoes until she dies. After the wedding, she confronts her stepmother, or her stepmother confronts her. Anyway, red hot iron shoes, and she dances to death. Little Red Riding Hood, and this is where we're going to leave this. Little Red Riding Hood, the wolf wasn't a wolf, it was a man. And there's a reason why they spent a lot of time in bed.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So on another note, when we're all roughly the same age.
Yep.
What was a popular Nickelodeon show that we all watched?
Nickelodeon. I'm going to say Rugrats.
Talking about SpongeBob.
Because you saw it on my phone?
No, I did see SpongeBob on your phone, but that means you're going to do the Bikini Atoll with the nuclear testing.
No.
That's why there's fish that can speak underwater.
That's not happening yet.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
SpongeBob actually represents the seven deadly sins.
The colors of the rainbow represent the seven colors in the rainbow.
Somebody's Beetlejuice.
I'm sorry.
Because she wants to paint these tables the color of the rainbow. I said, no, we're going to get tablecloths. She said, no, I'm going to paint them. No. Yeah, no, so SpongeBob's the lust. Patrick is sloth. Edward's wrath, Sandy's pride, Plankton's envy, Gary is gluttony, and Mr. Krabs is greed.
Interesting. Okay. SpongeBob being lusty, that's the hard
one. Because he's a people pleaser. So he wants angry.
Is gluttony.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know why it says good. Yeah.
Gary's the main character, I guess, in that he's one of my favorites. He actually is perpetuated as one of the most intelligent creatures on the entire show. Watch one of the original episodes with the Dreamscape where he literally is calling SpongeBob.
Isn't he like a giant... He has like the Mysterio Doctor Strange kind of cape. It's like the big collar.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about old? Let's just talk about old TV shows that we remember growing up.
I remember my favorite block of time was when Doug, or it was Rugrats, Doug, and then Nick and Knight started with the Brady Bunch. Okay, so you have to realize I grew up with siblings that were significantly older than me. So like my oldest brother, the Brady Bunch was on when he was a kid. So it was like, that's crazy. He is an old man now, but no, I know he's like over 50 for real. Yeah. But yeah, those three, that block of four shows, basically, I think it started at 7 or 8 o'clock Nick at Night. Oh.
I remember like we were talking about this at work the other day, Rocket Power.
That was a good one.
So was that the skateboarding one?
Yeah. It was good. Reggie, Sam, Otto, and Twister.
Yeah.
And
Raymundo. Raymundo.
Yes, you're right.
Did that like, was that why supposedly took place? Was that like California?
Oh, it was California.
I think it was California.
It was California.
All right. We should talk about Lilo and Stitch. This nightmare of a new movie that came out.
Was it good? I haven't seen it. It's a completely different narrative
where instead of, is it Nani or Lonnie?
Nani, okay.
Nani, instead of being the awesome, kick-ass, like, strong-ass woman who raises her sister, works a full-time job, and kicks ass anyway, being a really supportive female role model, no, this time she gives her sister up to the state so she can go be a marine biologist. So she foregoes raising her kid sister. That was literally her entire reason for being in the first one. The entire narrative of the first one was partially driven by the fact that she was so hell-bent on keeping her at the very end. She's just, nah, neighbor lady can have her.
Oh, yeah.
Nani is one of the reasons. See, I blame Disney and Pixar for making Ohana's family.
It said a single time, and it said Ohana means no one's leaving. It's not even close to the entire thing.
Okay, so Disney.
I think they're doing Disney, as badly as they can to see how much money they can still
like
make.
Like a Mandela effect?
No, I think they're just doing whatever
they could
want,
be doing that, though.
Still making
they
millions.
Could be doing
no idea what thing. They're doing because it's every movie.
Oh, the live action Snow White, I read the reviews. And I just saw the trailer. I'm like, I'm not wasting my fucking time. It's on Disney Plus now. I still refuse to watch it.
To get Disney at this point.
Like Foster was really good.
We didn't see that one.
Yeah,
as like I like that. I mean, I like being my favorite Disney.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
But we're terrified what they're gonna do to Hercules. We're terrified.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like Danny DeVito is
Phil. I'm out.
I think the guy who played Elvis, and I'm not sure if this is accurate.
No, it's,
I was going to say, I think the guy that played Elvis
was supposedly cast for Hercules, and Dua Lipa was supposedly cast for Meg, but that's not true.
No. Who was cast for?
Dua Lipa. She actually was not awful. She's got a small head and dark hair, and she also can sing.
That's true.
So that's pretty much what it
was. But then the last live-action Disney movie I liked was Beauty and the Beast. Even though they added an extra 45 minutes to it,
that's okay, though.
Because they actually showed you how Tom died.
Yeah, they didn't change the entire narrative of the
didn't
show.
Didn't change
of the,
that was a good one.
That's that might be my second
and
favorite.
It's because I got to pull 2,000-piece Disney Thomas Kincaid puzzle.
Oh, cool.
So it's like a collage of everything.
Yeah.
And I was helping with the other day, and I go, oh, it's the sexy bell. She said, what are you talking about? The yellow, she thought I meant the bell in the yellow dress. I was like, oh, it's this one. It's her blue and white dress. So you might like it because Emma Watson wore it. Like, yeah. Why am I not allowed to say that? That was the perfect cast for Belle. Emma Watson.
They did a really, I remember really enjoying, I feel like they got that one.
And Luke
pretty
Evans,
much.
Luke
really
Evans as Gaston, and Josh Gad as.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they did.
Luke,
yeah, yeah. They did a really good job. It's like a beloved remake.
The
like,
supporting cast was even great.
Like, you're right.
They can't ever get Snow White right, though.
They just never
pick a correct Snow White. The last time was, what, Kristen Stewart?
Oh, yeah, you're right. When they tried to do that other one before,
yeah.
It was like...
Kristen
Stewart,
oh boy.
That's Snow White.
Yeah.
I guess that one was slightly different.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I was going to say, does that have Thor in it?
Yeah, it had Thor in it. Yeah, I remember
Nicole made me watch it during COVID. That's the reason.
No, I don't
remember.
Yeah.
I remember Chris Hemsworth being in it because I was like, ah, that actually makes sense.
But then he did Red October, and I was like, fuck, just stop it.
Liked that one. I'm not gonna lie. I loved that remake. It was so good. I don't even care. Jeffrey Morgan is the man, and so the fact that he was the pilot of that was like...
Oh, I'm getting ready to run the gauntlet this coming week.
Oh, yeah?
I'm working 40 hours in 4 days.
Okay.
But when I get home from work on Thursday, I'm going to watch the Hamilton musical. I'm going to watch Independence Day. And then when I finish, I watch The Patriot.
I watched The Patriot not so long ago.
It's going to lead into Independence Day. So.
See, I've never seen Hamilton. Is that a recorded?
It's on Disney.
I guess there is.
Oh, it's on Disney. Disney.
Maybe I could
only somebody who had Disney Plus. But yeah, I was like, oh, Hamilton's good because like I have the soundtrack on my phone, so if we're in the car, it just comes on. I look at the club like, do you want to be Hamilton? Do you want to be Aaron Burr? Who do you like? We'll divvy it up. And she's like, you missed it. Like, just gonna keep driving. And then we somehow got on the topic of Cartoon Network shows.
Oh yeah. Ooh, Ed and Eddie was
good. It was Ed, Ed, and Eddie, Courage the Cowardly Dog. Then it was Dexter's Lab.
Dexter's Lab and the Powerpuff Girls.
And
I feel like if you were to watch those now...
There's so many innuendos.
There is so much stuff in those
Even
things.
The Rugrats have innuendos.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that.
A lot of them do. The SpongeBob has it a lot. So a lot of them have that because it's for the benefit of the adults also having to watch the children's TV show.
Hey, we're a strong believer that Bluey is fantastic in this house.
What's that?
Bluey.
Bluey. I see. Wait, yep. As people without children. Yeah.
Marshall Dinks over there?
Double Dinko? Yeah. Okay. It used to be Dink. Now it's single one. Yep.
Tristan's a homie. Does he have dinner ready for you when you get home?
No.
No, because he comes to pick me up.
Yeah, I pick her up, I drop her off, bring her lunch. Oh, yeah. Bring her for coffee. Oh, yeah. I am, man.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll go run the wagon tail, go take it in. So, it's weird from an unemployment standpoint because I am legitimately at this point, like, I never thought I'd be like, I'd want a job.
I'll send you over this recording when we're done. You can edit it for me. I need it by Tuesday night so I can upload it.
Job hunting. And today is like what you have to do to job hunt.
You open 30 tabs because they all seem reasonable based on what they're called. By the time you're done reading all of them,
like,
you have wasted 30 minutes and you have one left that you think might be okay, but you're not sure because they need a master's degree for this entry level fucking position.
Oh, don't get me started.
They need 7 years of experience for this entry position. They
don't
need
get me
14
started
years
on LinkedIn.
Of hands on experience.
Don't get me started on LinkedIn and the fact that LinkedIn tells you how many people have applied for something.
That's great.
That's fun.
That's great. 1,000 people have applied for this. Let me just go
like
ahead and throw my
2,200 people
pool.
Applied. 12 hours.
My odds are great.
And I'm just like
I'm feeling well.
I got to the point with those where I was like, I'm not applying. Like, I literally don't have.
At that
like,
point, the odds are so.
Nope, not doing it.
Other people don't play fair. You know that they're having AI screen it, so that people are using that, like, putting white text at 0.5 font size at the very bottom to the keywords. So that the AI catches it. And you know that there's people doing that. You know they're doing it better than you because we don't know what the fuck we're doing when it comes to that. So it's like, can't even compete.
Yeah.
I'll read, like, the application that I get handed to me at work.
Yeah. Job applications to me are, like, especially in a modern paper, it's so worthless. I'm sorry. Give me a resume. Give me something, especially when I was actually doing this. And for the record, now I feel like I'm very much now getting the... basically, I'm getting mine, as I said, the people ghost you. I was that person. I realize that now. If I'm ever in a position like that again, I will never...
It makes you, like, rethink your past, and you're like...
Oh my god, how many people did I ghost when I was doing this? Now I'm pissed with people.
You just reach out to those people and, hey, I'm sorry for what happened.
I'm the hiring, quote, hiring manager that never said anything back to you, and I am so sorry.
Did you hear the thud?
Oh, yeah, I heard a thud. I heard something.
We were just like, here, adults in front. And then, I don't know if you didn't notice, I ripped out where the mailbox was.
I missed that too. I'm not that observant. That's good, man.
I built the whole table out in the wood shop now. I have to do it legit out of a wood shop.
Nice. You said you were moving stuff out of the back room?
Yeah, that room's empty. Built target system out back shooting.
Yeah, I was going to say, how was the birthday that we missed?
I invited 15 people. 3 people showed up. It was David, Matthew, and David's wife.
Oh.
It was
I thought I saw Tanner in one of the pictures. Was Tanner not there?
Tanner poop.
No, we talked about Tanner. At the
exactly.
invitation of Tanner? The idea of Tanner? what are we, how do we label him?
The conception the
figment.
Of Tanner? The guy who used to sit there. Along with the other guy who used to sit there, the big bearded wizard.
I have.
Maybe he's not here because we call him the Grizzlies.
And that it had no actual reflection on his hair moisture one way or the other. We had this conversation. The other main part of it was like wizard was the part of it. The learned, scholarly, magic man. That
so,
was the big part of it. But
so
the
we're looking for,
on
new,
greasy.
Looking for a new DM if anybody's interested to do our D&D campaigns with us.
We just got drawn in for the D&D. We just got to figure out how do you coach Shane? We just have to buy
fishing lures and fishillies. I don't know.
Fishing lures and blizzies? What?
Tell them we're going to eat a bunch of hot dogs and watch the Phillies.
First of all, it's never going to happen.
Then he'd have to come here to see because he wouldn't believe it.
Oh, pirates. Yeah, they have that.
We repainted a wall in the studio just for you. What wall? That one over there. The one that's a quarter of a wall.
There you go. We can just do Photoshop that wall and like Phillies and Eagles.
It's red, white, and blue over there. It should be.
Could take the white stripe and edit it and Photoshop make it green. White stripe green for him.
How old? We had something. Was it last week that we had originally planned for?
Oh, we went to a buffet in Lancaster.
Yeah, how
and
was
then,
that?
So
it was good. It was very good.
No, not that I was like, it popped, your pictures popped up on Facebook. They're like, that food was fun.
It was very good.
Miller's,
very good.
Miller's Smorgasbord, which is smaller than Shady Maple, if you've ever been to Shady Maple.
And if you go on your birthday, you get to eat for free.
That's fair.
Well, somebody
yeah, so, yeah.
buy, so you need to drive an hour and a half to get it.
It's probably closer to 2 hours for us. 2 hours, 30 minutes. So, but.
I can make it an hour and a half.
But no, Miller's is like Paige said.
Shady Maple is not that intimidating. The gift shop's overwhelming.
I remember I walked through there, it was nuts.
Because the split of the buffet, whatever's on the one side is on the other side.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not intimidating.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
The amount of people is what I was
referring to. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And by intimidating, I guess I should have said infuriating. I don't do well in large crowds because people are stupid.
You're hearing food, and so you're like, all right, I'm going
to
go spin this.
And there's
supposed
to be a way that somebody is
like,
supposed to be doing something
I,
and they're not following
okay.
the status quo and they're ruining it for everybody.
We went to Haas's last Sunday as a family. We do family lunch after church. The way they have it is like your plate, and then you can go down this side and come up the other side. So this person grabbed their plate on the other side. You know the buffet thing where you're
yeah.
waiting for the people in front of you to move. You don't cut in front of them. Push their way through. Like, if I drop my salad, and I don't eat salad, so if I drop my salad, do I drop this person? You know what I mean? It's one of those things like, do I drop my food?
Do I drop my elbow at the same
time? Do I drop my plate and then drop you? I'll do it. I have the little one in front of me, and she's
yeah.
like, I want this, and I want this. I have two plates, and I was like, hey, you got goldfish and Jell-O. I have a salad.
Goldfish, Jell-O, six grapes.
There's etiquette for things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have to. There has to be. There's got... Even... So, like, for a couple weeks ago, we actually... There's a place out in Forest County, which is in Pennsylvania, believe it or not.
I know.
It's like
one
in the
of our 68 counties we have.
Yeah. yeah. Believe it or not, it is the only county in Pennsylvania that doesn't have a red light.
It's true.
Because we go to there every year, we go to what they have, which is the Bigfoot Festival.
Yep. I have something to show you.
Oh, sweet.
I was going to show you guys. I'm sorry. I brought it yesterday.
So we go to this thing called, yeah. like, for their Bigfoot Festival. These apparently, like, there has been, like, believe it or not, sightings of Bigfoot in Forest County. The only time there's red light in this county is during, actually, they didn't have it this year, but last year they had it. Literally, like, they have to bring in a portable red light for the town because thousands of people show up. You want to talk about people being spatially unaware?
Oh,
go to any small town festival where
we
they're...
went to the Hershey Comic Con last year.
That's fair. You
remember
right.
that?
Yeah.
Pretty sure somebody touched my ass and it wasn't one of you two.
Nope.
It might have been one of you two. Not the one in the middle, the one on the end. Might have been him. yeah,
can't
like, as I get older, I don't like if there's like more than people that are like more and more people that are
yeah.
gonna be there, I'm like, I'll go for 5 minutes. Like my daughter's daycare always has these event nights on like once a month. Like food trucks.
Yeah.
The last one we went to was the Easter Bunny. They crammed 49 adults in a 6 foot wide hall. Mm-hmm. I'm just standing there holding bags. One of the guys I know from high school, his kids go there. I say, turn around, and then I dropped my elbow. I didn't realize there was a toddler right behind me. I went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. His dad goes, should have paid attention where we were going.
See, if I'm ever
if
I'm ever in a situation where I have to, which I learned this relatively recently, but I've been doing it naturally, like the entire time I've ever been in a crowd. Which for the record, just so everybody knows, if you're ever in one of those crowd situations where people are getting crushed, you put your hands up like this
because it allows you to have room for your lungs
because
in order to expand because your arms can stay.
Like in crowd crushing events.
You can tell when you aren't in control of the direction you're going. As soon as that happens, you need to get out. Okay. Basically, what he and I both saw was if you are in a crowd and you start being moved in a direction that you are not trying to move, you need to figure out where the closest set is, you need to put your arms up, and get out.
Mosh pits I've ever been in.
I just had the mosh pits. You got those big guys that are always looking out for people falling.
That's
you
fair.
Need to make sure that you stay up and keep your arms up.
Worst stroke ever.
Go ahead.
No. It was back to Germany.
Yep. Nah,
early
we'll
1900s.
Germany and the, you know, third wave, people say. As a father, just real quick, because you have to worry about this. If you run into that situation, you put the little one on your shoulders and use her legs for that same thing.
I make sure when we go somewhere, my hand is on her shoulder. And I'm basically guiding her.
Yeah.
Today, we went on a little nature walk up to the fossil pit. As soon as we get on the trail, the sign says, beware of black bears. I handed my wife my Yeti, and she's like, why? I'm like, I need my draw hand. The little one wanted to hold my hand. So I was like, hold her. She's like, why? I'm like, you just see the fucking 4x4 sign? It says, beware of black bears? There's no offense. I'll shoot a bear. Okay.
There's the whole thing. There's like when it comes to bear, like how you react is basically blacks attack, which means like make noise, you
bears,
do whatever.
Bears.
Like you, yes, bears. Yeah,
that's literally what you said was for bears.
Okay.
They say black
sorry.
Bear.
I mean,
black,
I just,
it means attack. Brown, get down.
Yeah.
White, good night. Although there's the hybrid. I was gonna say not that we ever have to worry about polar bears, but we might because grizzly bears and polar bears have been mating into a super bear that not only has the strength, aggression, and speed of those two bears combined, but can also withstand the temperatures that a grizzly bear can withstand. So it's got triple the aggression, all of the dexterity and quickness, while also being able to handle the warmer temperatures. Polar bears are cannibalizing each other because of the melting ice caps, but they're deciding now that they're going to mate with the brown bear, so I'm not even sure what you call that one. That one doesn't have a cutesy rhyme. That one, you're just fucked.
You don't get
black attack, brown get down. White, good night. Hybrid, what are you supposed to say?
Hybrid is trip your friend.
Hybrid is what the and then you're gone because you don't even have time to realize what you don't even know what you're looking
hybrid
at.
Hybrid is the sacrifice of slowest person.
Yeah, and I hope that
hybrid means sacrifice. Just bye. Sorry, Tanner. No, just, but yeah, like my wife didn't understand that. The industry we all used to work in.
Yeah.
That's where my mindset's at 24/7.
That's right.
Where if I sit in a restaurant, I need to be able to see the door. I will not sit by the window. I can't sit by the window. I have to be the last one in the booth with my right hand on the outside. My wife, you're paranoid. No. We live in a society where you don't know what's going to happen day in and day out.
The only thing that none of us have control over in the world, and Ben Page says this all the time, is basically once somebody realizes that the rules really don't matter.
All the rules are made up and the points don't matter. Laws of man, the only laws you can't actually break are the laws of physics, and some people even try to do that. Once everybody realizes that laws are just things we say to try to keep people in line and the precedent is gone, the world's going to go to hell. Once they stormed that building that should have stayed a monument, it should have stayed a place of safety, a symbol of our nation, once that was dirtied and ruined by being stormed so easily.
That's the point.
Everything
how
has
easily
been, it should have been harder, but the illusion is gone. Now that the illusion is gone, the precedent has been set, and it keeps getting set lower and lower. People are like, oh wow, you can drive your car through a festival? Fantastic. Let's do that. We've seen people do it. Look at the people in England. They literally have gotten to the point where you have a kitchen knife on you. Now, that's a little weird.
Oh, the goat
safe for you.
Fantastic.
But regardless, if you have a kitchen knife on you, the British police will arrest you. And then you see their very sad spreads of, their big haul when they got like a bunch of butcher knives and a thing that's like an ice pick. And it's, are you serious? Because people will find whatever they can to hurt people.
In their defense, that would be considered a big call up in spring. They lost a 13 column lead a couple years ago.
Almost 200, if it almost.
Yeah, they were up 13.
Yeah,
up, and we said, fuck you guys, watch what we can. Hold my beer. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll close March.
Few more minutes. The whole entire existence of the United States of America, there's been, I think, 21 years where we have not been in conflict. If we're not fighting other people, we're just doing dummy.
So you're saying that America got old enough to get drunk and then just never stopped?
Pretty much.
Thanks.
Pretty much. But even as an infant, we were just throwing hands.
Yeah.
That's because hands were being thrown.
It's basically like the mid-1800s. Like, it was like basically when we
and
were
I think
just
that's
like,
just because, I think it's also because everybody was so busy dying of so many all at once that they were just like, you know what, do whatever you want, nobody cares.
Go west. Just like, there are too many of you right here, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh.
But even then, that was still a major thing, because I watched a documentary the other day about the OK Corral.
That's fair.
Stream. Yep. On that note, we'll just cut it here, because we rambled and talked about it a little bit.
It's good to be back.
We'll have to figure out. Get the other two Yahoos back in the...
Next Sunday, we probably do another episode, maybe. I'll check schedules.
We'll see what's happening.
I'll demand one of the two of them here. If it doesn't happen, I know where he was.
Just go there and just drag him out of his house right here. Text us, be like, I'm halfway home.
His mom's trying to make him food. Just like, I don't care. Take this with me. Thanks for the pasta.
Invite his mom. If she shows up, he should show up, too.
Have a good 4th of July and keep your hands away from the fireworks. That's our public service announcement.
Bye.